Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Again, the Black Bears last night off, bye week, coming out of the bye week, goes into Smoky Mountain this week. And, Coach, it's nice to have a Friday to kind of collect everything, make sure your kids are as healthy as they can be. And I know you kind of wind things down just a little bit before you ramp them back up again. But talk about this last week and where your football program is, and maybe a little bit about the things that you guys have been thinking about the last week or so too.
You know, the big thing for us was trying to get back and get healthy. Had a few injuries and stuff lingering from the non-conference part of our schedule, and you know, that was a big thing for us this past week. Conditioning obviously was a big thing for us last week as well. I thought we did a pretty good job with that. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We actually took off Monday and took off yesterday as well, took off Friday night. So, you know, excited to get back in on Monday and have something to work forward towards on Friday night.
When you talk about the injury front, you know, nothing new. I like to hope, and I'm sure, but, you know, this is probably, you know, I think a good chance. We talked some about this last week. It's probably a good chance that this is going to be going into this week in conference play. Might be the healthiest that you've been from top to bottom all year.
Could be. We're hopeful. We got a couple of stuff we're looking at for Monday as far as kids coming in and some injury stuff, just, you know, from what's been lingering on. And hopefully we'll have everybody back. And, you know, like I said, excited about getting started on Monday, having a game to, you know, prepare for next Friday night.
You'll have Christian Kermeens back?
Christian's back. Been back with us about 2 weeks. Probably a good chance he'll play some next Friday night. So he's starting to finally get back, feeling confident again on that knee. And obviously he's braced up, but, you know, had a good week of practice this past week. He's trying to get over some of his soreness,
right,
you know, from the hitting and stuff. But, you know, excited about seeing him back on the field. It's been a year,
yeah,
you know, since he's been on the field.
Well, that was going to be my question. So you got a kid that hasn't been able to be part of the preseason process and so forth. How do you treat that a little bit to make sure that he's, you know, by the time you do get him back, he's up for game speed?
You know, we could have had him playing probably against Polk County. And like I said, it was just a process for him and getting him comfortable again, moving around. And you know, he was able to take some good live reps this week in practice. And, you know, again, just trying to get him feeling confident in where he's at. And I think we're certainly getting closer to that.
So we're coming off the non-conference slate. We talked about it last week a little bit. You know, going into conference play now at 4-2, when you go back and you know, just take measure of where you are right now versus that non-conference schedule that we talked about, the preseason was going to be kind of a gauntlet until we could get to conference play. How would you say and feel about things at this moment based on that?
I think we did some really good things. Obviously, you start with your first game and you look at Murphy, and you know, obviously we didn't play as well as I would have liked to. I didn't think I did a good job getting our team ready, you know, and trying to protect us a little bit from injuries and maybe not going as hard as what we've done in the past. So obviously we didn't feel like we put a good product on that field on that Friday night, so changed some things the following week in practice and really made some big gains from that game on. And you got to have games like that. You know, you got to have games where you have to really go back and reflect and see where your program is and where your kids are and all of those things. And it was certainly a good growing experience for us. But I think our team has become better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you look at the Greenville game as well, played a really good team there and came away with a loss. But, you know, learned some good things out of that game as well. So all of these things, you know, in this non-conference schedule that we've seen or done or progressed with, hopefully will help us in our conference schedule now.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, Coach, it's always interesting to me to see how teams come out of their bye week and play. Sometimes, you know, I know in the NFL, it's always thought of as being a real positive thing because it means that you've had 2 weeks to prepare for whomever you're playing that week. But it's a little bit different sometimes in what we've seen in the past in high school because you kind of got to ramp things back up again and get back out to game speed. You know, certainly we've played well in the past coming out of the bye week, but you do kind of have to think things a little bit differently. And now, obviously, with changing gears and thinking about you know, conference play and what it means to be successful there. The good news too, though, is that you get to, you know, the sandwiched bye week is in between home games, so you got home week behind us. You got one coming up this week too against, you know, a Smoky Mountain team, but kind of have to think about things a little bit differently. But you do have 2 weeks to prepare, both for Smoky and as far as going in through the rest of the slate that we've got in October.
You know, having the open date right here before conference starts, I think, is really big. And most of our teams in our conference did that. I think we only had two teams that played last night. Franklin played and Smoky Mountain played, but the rest of us were open, you know, had this date before conference started. And, you know, it's you hear this said all the time by coaches, you know, you got almost three seasons. You've got your non-conference season, you got your conference season, and you got playoffs. So certainly we're into that second phase now, into the conference season. You know, have to kind of take it step by step. Again, we're excited about where we're at. You know, obviously when we got to this game last year against Smoky Mountain, we had come off of the really big win against Tuscola, mm-hmm. and didn't think that we finished the season, the conference part of that season, as well as we would have liked to have. So we certainly have looked at, you know, making some changes, doing some things a little bit differently in this open week maybe than what we did last year. And, you know, hopefully those things will pay off for us.
Can you talk about a little bit about some of what that looks like?
You know, we took more time off this time than we did last year. You know, we took another day off. To kind of get the kids away from us, kind of get rejuvenated a little bit, get excited about coming back in. And I think it helped. You know, as I looked at practice on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I thought we had a little bit more pep to us. We shortened practices just a little bit, not much. I think we ended up cutting about 15 minutes off of schedule. Got some good special team time in. Had to make some changes in there, too, because of some, you know, injuries that we were still dealing with. So we just kind of mixed and matched some people around, just taking a look. We had some scrimmage time. We got into some good scrimmage time, especially on Thursday. Did some live stuff with the JVs and the varsity together. And like I said, I think we're in a good place. Obviously, I'll know more once we come out of Monday's practice and how our kids are coming in and getting ready for Smoky Mountain.
How would you say you would rate your kids' morale right now in terms of their focus and how they feel about themselves going forward?
I think the biggest thing for us is energy.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this point last year, I think we had lost some of that energy, at least on the varsity program. And I think, you know, right now, just seeing how we were this week, you know, I still see that energetic look in our kids' eyes. Not that we're tired or, you know, kind of looking for the season to get over with and move on to the next thing. I think these kids are really looking forward to this conference slate. You know, it's a tough conference. I think our conference, probably our top four or five teams out of our six-team conference, may be the best in Western North Carolina. When you look up schedules and you kind of stack it, what they call the RPI, the strength of schedule, I think we're the toughest conference in Western North Carolina. So we certainly know we got our hands full, but I'm excited about it. Excited about where we're at.
When you think a little bit about maybe the way when you grew up and the way you spent time, you know, watching film as a high school player, that's changed a lot, and it really is more in the kids' hands. And one of the things I think we touched on a little bit over the last couple of years is, you know, you're being able to you know, consciously, you know, cut up film and those kinds of things and get it to the kids so they can start working on it right away. Does that mean that you're spending less time, you know, with, you know, whole group sessions or personnel groups and watching film? And I think about that right now because of the off week and the time that you have to do those kinds of things, or is it something that, you know, it's something that you give back to your kids and have them come back with? Tell me a little bit about what that looks like, especially in an off week where you got more time to study both the opponents you got this week as well as the opponents that you're going to have down the road.
I tell you, the big thing for us, you know, with the technology part, obviously we can send out film, you know, on the internet, and you know, we can tag this film, obviously our game film that we played the night before, or the opponent's game film as well. I mean, we can tag it. And when I mean tag it, we can actually put tags on the film itself and arrows and all of this right. stuff like you see on the TV monitors and stuff when you're watching college football or NFL football. So we're able to do things like that and send it to individual players. You can send it to groups if you wanted to send it to a defensive group or a linebacker group or any of those things, or you can send it to the team. So, you know, some of the film that we sent out this week obviously was from last week's Polk County game, but also film we saw, you know, some Smoky Mountains yeah. film as well. So started tagging that and sending it out. It's a pretty neat thing, especially, and I know not all dads are probably like this, but especially for dads, some dads are able to sit down with their kids
sure.
and watch some film. So I think that's pretty neat as well, especially if you're tagging it. So the dads can understand kind of what
right.
the coaches are looking at too. And
right.
You know, I'll hear some dads will come down on the fence, you know, during practice that week, "Coach, we saw this, you know, what you guys were looking at on film. How do you think we're gonna approach that?" and things like that. And I think that just helps not only the kids but the community as well, if you happen to be a parent, knowledgeable about what we're trying to do.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, again, coming out of the bye week, starting practice this week again. Will you do things like you normally do this week? Will you start this morning with your coaches, or is it a little bit different?
We are meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. Obviously, we're a little bit ahead of schedule already because we met last week as well. And
yeah.
Already had some film and stuff we've been working on, but we'll finish up. We'll get last night's game from Smoky Mountain. We'll start cutting it up this morning. And the biggest thing is getting in there and talking about our practice schedule next week,
yeah.
Seeing kind of what we need to approach, how we need to get after it, and hopefully put a good game plan together.
What have you seen so far on Smoky?
You know, the biggest thing is you look at those guys, and we saw them last year. You know, the quarterback's last name's Coffey. He came in and played in our game and really had a lot of success throwing against us. And, you know, looking at the stats that they put in the papers, in the actual paper, he's leading Western North Carolina in attempts. Like 156 attempts or something like that. And you kind of compare to where we're at, and we look at Tanner, and I think he was like at 109 attempts.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This guy's throwing the ball a lot. Obviously, I looked at last night's game, and, you know, they had some good rushing yardage last night as well. So I know they've got a couple of good backs, but, you know, obviously know what we're facing coming in offensively, defensively. We've seen a lot of different looks in the film that we've got. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where you get into the game and you're just going to have to see what they give you. And it may change and those things. But I think it's going to be a really good game. Obviously, Smoky Mountain's having to come back here,
yeah.
you know, like they did last year, you know, with this new conference. We had some teams that had to do that. Obviously, we got to go to East Henderson again
right.
next week. So you kind of trade off. But, you know, it was a really good game last year that came down to the end. If I remember right, we jumped out pretty quick.
Right.
And they came roaring back. So, you know, I figure that it's going to be a really good game, a very physical game, always has been. And, you know, hopefully we'll have everything together and get a win.
Seems to me that they're always really big up front. Is that the way it is right now?
They are. They're, again, really big up front. Obviously, quarterback's really tall kid. Graduated some of their good receivers last year, but got a couple more kids out that maybe didn't play last year, some more height out wide, maybe some basketball players.
Yeah.
Got a couple of good backs that were coming up off the JVs, and you know, obviously they had a big win last night against Madison, so they're going to have a little confidence going into this thing. And they know, too, that it's a new season starting and everybody's 0-0. And so I tell you what, I'm excited about getting started. Hopefully we have a good week of practice, stay healthy, and get after on Friday night.
They're pretty well coached, too.
Chris does a really good job. Coach Brookshire, I've known Chris for a long time.
Yeah.
Does a really good job recruiting, getting kids out to play, and got good numbers again, like what he had last year as well. So they are running some spread stuff. You know, he spent some time up at Western as one of their assistants up there, so pulled some of their stuff with him. And, you know, he had a couple of the young GAs were helping him coach there. I didn't get a chance to look at his staff on his roster stuff yet this morning, but I'll get a chance to look at that. And you know, I know Coach Cagle, that was at North Buncombe. Curtis is up there with him, defense coordinator. So Curtis has been down in our stadium a lot this summer. Obviously his nephew's playing, Jeremy's son's playing, so have seen a lot of him, not only watching him, but I'm sure scouting us as well. So you know, it'll be a fun environment on Friday.
So when you're thinking about that game and you're thinking about the, you know, using the bye week, do you take an opportunity to look down the road a little bit at things from Hendersonville and things from Franklin? You just let that come as it comes.
You know, we really haven't, other than just watching scores. You know, we really haven't. Obviously, we've got film on just about everybody on the conference now or in the conference, and we've just stored it back. I haven't even looked at any of it. Just kind of focusing on Smoky Mountain and taking it one step at a time. And our kids certainly understand, at least in the conversations we've had this week, you know, how important this first game is. And obviously getting to the East Henderson game. And, you know, we can't have any slip-ups. You know, if this team's able to to make a run and push for a conference championship, you know, we've got to be able to take it week by week. And certainly Smoky Mountain is talented enough and well-coached enough to give us some problems.
Do you have conversations with your kids, you know, starting now about, you know, playoff seedings and that kind of thing? I mean, you know, we're in a situation now where, you know, we would go into the playoffs. We've got the two losses, so, you know, one of those losses will be there. You got to feel like that, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, whoever is in the one or two seats, you know, in the West bracket's going to have an undefeated mark. So, you know, for us, I think a lot of it depends on, you know, making sure that we go through the conference schedule as well as we can, because you want to do everything that you can to ensure yourselves of playing some games at home. Do you talk about those kinds of things with the kids as an extra motivator? You just let that happen as it happens?
No, we did last week after the game was over with against Polk County, and we finally got finished up with this non-conference schedule. We actually talked about being able to come out of this really 4-1 instead of 4-2, because we can drop that one loss. So the importance of trying to come through the conference schedule and trying to be the number one seed out of it. Obviously, we haven't lost at home, you know, since last year. Didn't lose at all at any last year. So really coming up on 2 years that we've been undefeated at home. So certainly a lot of pride in that as well. So there's a big importance on trying to host a playoff game if we can. Obviously, we got to get there first. You know, got to get through this conference part healthy and get to the end of it and give ourselves a chance. But, again, you know, got 5 games, 5 weeks to, you know, prove that we're one of the better teams in the conference and see how it goes from there.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Get great results in your fall paint and staining projects. Choose Valspar and Cabot from Hometown Hardware and save $10 a gallon with mail-in rebate. All Orca coolers in stock 10% off. Get a 4-cubic-foot steel wheelbarrow for $34.99. Better buys at your box alternative. Hometown Hardware with 3 convenient locations. And now call 828-ILOVE-HH.
We'll be right back. back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Just, you know, there's not a lot of scores, to be honest with you, coming out of high school football last night. I think, you know, a lot of teams use this week as a bye, but I'll go through a few of those. Wilkes Central beating North Wilkes 36-20. North Lincoln 55-7 over Lake Norman Charter. East Rutherford 25-7 over Polk. Again, Coach mentioned Smoky Mountain went over Madison pretty good last night, 59-12. Patton beating Drawn 14-3. Newton Conover beating up on Vandy's pretty good, 55-7. Fred Ford beating Bunker Hill 32-6. South Point a winner again, 35-13. East Lincoln over Lincolnton 12-7. West Rowan taking care of South Rowan 48-6 last night. We were just talking a little bit during the break about the region. Of course, a lot of our people had a chance maybe to see Tuscola and Reynolds on Thursday night, and I know you and Dad and some other folks that we know had a chance to see them live. And you were just telling me a little bit at the break that Reynolds team, you know, when you're comparing them to the rest of the mountains, is maybe the best team in on this end of the state.
I tell you what, they're the best looking team for sure. You know, really tall kids, had some really good speed, platooning. You know, where a lot of those players only play in one way. You know, like I said, a really good looking program. Played really well Thursday night against Tuscola. And obviously, you know, I try to compare them to what we saw at Greenville. And, you know, when you look at them, you know, the things that I mentioned, the height and the speed, I thought Greenville's kids, which weren't short, I mean, they were 6'3", some of those linemen, shorter compared to Reynolds' 6'6", but I thought the Greenville kids looked a little bit stronger, you know, looked a little bit heavier than what Reynolds' did. But, you know, it's funny looking at games like that and teams and kind of comparing them to what you've seen or even your own team. But, you know, Coach Laws and them, you know, are in a situation over there where they've got good kids that continue to filter through. And, you know, they do a good job coaching them as well and certainly got a good program. I know that 3A bracket that they're going to be in is certainly going to be a tough one. Obviously, ours is not going to be that much easier, obviously, with South Point and Shelby in it.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully all of our mountain teams can have some success once we get to those playoffs, and maybe we'll have a few teams playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's always a goal. Do you think that Western North Carolina maybe overall is down a little bit right now? I mean, and the reason I say that's a possibility, talked about Irwin's having a tough time really this year. Asheville High, you know, it's not what they have been in the past. You know, those TC, you know, some of those teams that you feel like year in and year out really have those athletes aren't quite where they've been in the past.
You know, I think so many people make comparisons to Western North Carolina and they automatically think of the Mountain Athletic Conference. And when you see maybe that conference be down a little bit, you think, well, maybe the whole Western North Carolina's down. I don't think it is. I think it's just the opposite. I think, obviously, if you look at that conference, Reynolds is head and shoulders above everybody in that conference. I certainly don't see them losing another game. I know they lost to Shelby earlier, but they'll get to drop that one. So they'll go in as a one seed and be undefeated. But the rest of their conference is kind of playing for second through fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of wide open there. But I think if you look at the next conferences down, obviously ours, and you're looking at Pisgah and Franklin and Hendersonville and Smoky and Brevard, I think you got some good programs that are right in there. East is starting to come along finally again and play some good offense. You look at the Western Highlands and you still got two undefeated teams.
Right.
You got Mitchell and Mountain Heritage who play this week in Burnsville, which will be a huge game down there. Polk County sitting there with two losses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look down at Smoky Mountain Conference, Murphy's still rolling. I got a chance to see Cherokee and Swain last night. Cherokee still undefeated. First time they beat Swain since 2008. And we saw those guys this summer have some really good skill players. They're going to make some noise down there as well. Robbinsville's good again. So I think as a whole, I think our Western North Carolina still has really good football programs, but I think when you look at that one conference
right.
that kind of dominates everything, I think they are down a little bit.
You mentioned to me during the break earlier, I want you to mention this again. You went to have a chance to see the Swain game. Tell me a little bit about that, about the facility, their Hall of Fame over there. That's a really neat deal that they've got.
You know, got a chance to go watch Swain and Cherokee, and it was at Swain last night. First time I've had a chance to go over and watch those two teams play, and it's a big rivalry. And Swain has built a Hall of Fame building inside of the stadium. Looks about 1,000 square feet, and it's got all of their state championship memorabilia and people who have been inducted into their Hall of Fame. Robbie Brown, good player they had back in the late 80s, got inducted last night and got to watch that. And it's just a neat thing, especially, you know, they leave it open, you know, during the game, and all of the visiting teams can come in and walk through it, and just really neat how they have done that. A lot of pride, you know, and a lot of things that are important to that place over there. Yeah. Obviously happens in that stadium,
right.
and a lot of success that they've had. But pretty neat thing what that community has done there. I know they you know, took a tough loss last night to a really good Cherokee team,
yeah.
but really neat watching them go through that. Got to see a lot of the old coaches.
Yeah.
Coach Dietz was there.
Yeah.
To spend some time with him last night. Rod White, who was the next coach that was
right.
in line with the state championship. Sam Patilla, that was the next
yeah.
one. So, you know, all of those guys are still seen at those games, you know, still important to them. And like I said, it was a neat experience for me last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, while we've got a minute to maybe talk about these kinds of things, and we've talked some about obviously the field turf still being in, or the artificial surface at both facilities in Haywood County is nearing the end of its service life, and you guys will look at that. I know there's some other things in terms of project-wise that that we want to look at, either, you know, as an individual school, maybe, you know, both of them together, but there'll be some things that are going to really need to happen in the next few years to be able to maintain the athletic programs at Pisgah at the level that we want them to. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
You know, obviously you mentioned the turf. I think one of the bigger things that has happened here since I've been here for the last 5 years, you know, they got the air conditioning and the heating fixed in the gymnasium,
right,
and has been really, really good. If you haven't had a chance to come into a volleyball game and got a really good girls volleyball program this year, come in and watch one if you get a chance to. They're nearing the end of their conference schedule now. I think they got 5 games left. But really something that I'm certainly proud of when a visiting team comes in and, you know, they're sitting in an air-conditioned gym. I'm interested to see how it'll heat, you know, once
yeah.
we get into the colder weather.
Right.
But, you know, we're one of the few teams that has that. Obviously, Tuscola does as well. But, you know, I've heard and listened to some of our coaches and volleyball girls that have gone to other places and talked about how hot it was,
right.
and they had forgotten, you know, what
yeah.
it had been like,
yeah.
You know, in years past. So certainly I think that kind of sets us apart as well. And, you know, those are things that we're looking to do here, you know, at Pisgah High School and be a little bit different. And certainly that was one of the things that we've been able to add the last couple of years. And, you know, our maintenance here in the county was able to get that taken care of. And I'm so excited about having it.
And your capacity for strength and conditioning will continue to hopefully increase over time, too. That's a big part of what we need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it just helps all the way around. And, again, I always kind of look at it as what kind of product are you putting out there. And, you know, every little thing like that just makes the product just a little bit better.
Right. Absolutely. And we'll look forward to seeing the kinds of things that we're going to be able to put in the next few years. Again, next week we'll be on the air starting at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock game call time. Then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. Until next week, so long, everybody.